This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. Ken Vest retired from television news and moved to Wilmington in 2015. He studied drama and English literature, and he's a writer and actor. When tragedy struck his family 5 years ago, he turned to theater as one way to move through grief and potentially help others. In October, he successfully raised enough funds to produce the play he wrote, titled Inside Job.
My son Jesse died of a heroin overdose. We had been struggling for years with him to try to get him clean. And he was on the way. When I went to pick him up and bring his things home, he taped a piece of paper, a reminder to him on the ceiling. Every day he woke up and it said, try to stay clean today. So we know he was trying, but he had one less fling. I didn't get the idea to write a play right away, but over time, I'm a writer and I've been a reporter, and I sort of look at life that way. Things started happening, and things that obviously never had happened before, and I started writing them down. Plus, I learned things, like we had a session with a grief counselor, and maybe everybody else knew this. I didn't. You hear about the stages of grief, and he made it clear. He said, it's not as if you walk through one room, acceptance, and get to anger in the next room. It's you experience all of them, sometimes many at the same time. It's bewildering and confusing. And I would say to anyone who's had this happen to them that it's also something when it comes to your child that you never get over.
The play Ken wrote is not biographical, but it draws heavily on his own experience. The father in the play is the main driver of the plot because of his near obsession with the discovery of details about his son's overdose. And ultimately, he seeks revenge for his son's death. Ken explains the source for this character.
I got the idea when the night he died, we were actually trying to locate him. We hadn't spoken to him for a couple of days. And we went through his cell phone and actually called somebody. And this kid said, hey, bro, I've been looking for him. I said, I'm his dad. What, you know? Wasn't right away, but several months later, I looked at his cell phone and I noticed these texts that were sent before he overdosed. I started out saying, I want to know who this is. I want to see what this phone number is. And then I stopped. I just said, no, I can't know that. That's something I can't know. So, yeah, I mean, that was what gave me the idea for his motivation in the play.
In addition to telling a real story about complex human situations, in this play, Ken does hope to uniquely speak to people who've had similar losses.
The reason theater is such a powerful communication medium is that you know, in the moment, you're living through what the actors are living through as well. For anyone who's had to live through this, it might give them some solace. I think we all know that it is a widespread epidemic, but everyone has their own story, and maybe by seeing this, I don't want to use the word healing, but at least folks to see that they're not alone.
That was Ken Vest, the author of the play Inside Job. The first staged reading is next month in Washington, D.C., and a staged reading for Wilmington is planned by summer. Listen to an extended interview with Ken at whqr.org.